This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Paula McIntyre.
Benny Hurl, how are you?
I'm all right. Always happier when I see
yes,
you.
Yes, that's good. That's
and I've been asked by the BBC to say that you're not actually cooking tuna, they are pears.
Yes, I know. Yes, they're raspberry poached pears, but well, obviously pears are white when you peel into them. And it's the classic way is to do, you know, pears and white red wine or pears and white wine. I actually made a sugar syrup just with sugar, a bit of vanilla, some water, and then a splash of white wine, and then just some frozen raspberries, and then that's it there. That's the poaching liquid. So
poaching
that's
liquid.
Poaching
that
liquid.
That sounds illegal. So I can try this, yes?
You can, yeah, and no recriminations.
That tastes lovely. It's quite just fresh and fruity.
Fresh and fruity. So it's frozen raspberries, and then very, very gently, I just peel the pears, cut them in half, yes, and put them into and let them poach, and depending on the pears, so you better do getting a hard pear for this rather, and because it'll take up all the flavour. So if you have a perfectly ripe pear, just eat it. But you know the way you get your pears sometimes,
and
they're a wee bit like cricket balls.
And they say ripen at home. I'm like,
yes,
I want to eat it now.
Ripen at home, and you'll have it at Christmas. I think is not it.
So if you get those and they are hard,
poach
then they're ideal for
poach
this.
Poach them, they are. And so poach them, and depending on the time, then it'll take about 20 minutes. But again, just it depends on the pear, and just I always cover them with a bit of parchment paper so they kind of steam, and then let them cool down. And when they cool down, even if they are a wee bit hard, not just a wee bit of give, whenever they'll continue cooking as you cool in the liquid.
Okay. Yeah. So you don't want to cook them until they're mush?
No, definitely. Just a wee bit before.
What have you got in this pan?
Right, this
it
is a caramel. This is just a caramel. And again, just to make a caramel, just sugar and just melt it together. And then what you do then is just, so you see that, don't stir it because that'll crystallise. So just make a caramel.
Don't stir the sugar in the pan.
No, just swirl it round. Nice high heat, and that's the caramel. That's it. And then what I did was added some hazelnuts to that, and then just some chopped chocolate, and that's just for a topping. Because I had poached pears in a restaurant recently, and it was really lovely, really lovely. Lovely poached pear and red wine. And it came with, a sauce and a bit of cream. And it was nice, but it was very one-dimensional.
Yeah.
So I thought, you need to, I think, with this. So with it, right, you've got this lovely raspberry poaching liquor, and a lot of the time people throw that out. So, or keep it in the fridge and then throw it out, you know. but the thing is, not to waste it. Put it into a pan, boil it down to a nice syrup, and then once it's boiled down to syrup, take it off the heat and then add chocolate. And this is your chocolate sauce, which is made
chocolate,
and then it's got the raspberry, a wee bit of white wine, and some vanilla. Well, I put white wine into the poaching liquid, so just boil it up, nice thick syrup, take it off the heat.
It's creamy and smooth.
And there's no cream in it.
This is why I like to see you, Paula.
See, and it's actually very healthy. Well, apart from the wine and the chocolate. Well, chocolate is healthy, actually. It's dark chocolate.
Sure.
It
well.
Is. If something makes you feel that good, then it can't be bad. So, is that right? So, anyway.
Don't know where to take that one.
No.
I do, but I won't. So, what's...
Right, so we'll take our pear, right? So, we've got our nice poached pear, and this is just some fresh raspberries, some mascarpone, a bit of icing sugar, and then some cream. So
that's amazing.
And you don't need to add an awful lot to this. You take the wee core out of the pear after you've poached it, and then put that in there. So that's just a wee dollop. So it's
look lovely.
It's basically slimmer.
But who wants the first one? Who would like to try it? I'll bring it over to the...
That's not ready yet.
Oh, it's not. Sorry.
Why did you think I made the chocolate sauce?
Sorry, I thought that was just for me to eat on a spoon.
Right, and then a nice drizzle of the chocolate sauce on top of that. So that's a nice soft pear, and then you've got a wee bit of crunch from your raspberries and it's creamy, and then chocolate.
Oh,
but then you want the nuts and chocolate, you see, because that gives
Paula.
You an extra...
Paula, would you like to move in with me?
I surely can.
My other half might be a little bit put out, but I think it would work okay.
Many bedrooms have you got? Because I would need two for my stuff.
Right, I'll tell you what, Kieran, we're going to talk to some very talented apprentices. You're not allergic to chocolate or pears, are you? What about tuna? Give me a wee spoon. There we go. So you can be the first to try that. We're going to talk to these very talented apprentices and their...
Would you like to try one? I would like to, yes.
And their tutor. I was going to say grumpy tutor, but that's not very nice. You have been involved with apprentices yourself, Paula.
Yeah, I am grumpy.
That's where I came from.
Guilty as charged. That's why I only do it one day a week. So, well, Polly was talking about prats earlier, but anyway, I'll just... I'll throw my hat into that ring too. Anyway, no, I'm only joking.
Details are on the website if you want to cook this for yourself, and there'll be a podcast available later on today at bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. See, they give you...
I know, it's plastic.
A plastic plate and a plastic spoon, and then say, hold these two things, and then
and you're
at the
left,
same time,
and you're doing that with your left hand.
I'm trying to do it with my left hand.
You're very talented, Vinny. It takes a lot of concentration.
You have to make sure you say it tastes
exactly.
nice, because if you don't, then you get in trouble. Paula will meet you in the car park out the back. That's amazing. It's crunchy. It's chocolate. It's so sweet, Paula.
I know, it is sweet, isn't it?
It's a wee faint hint of boozy in there, too.
There's just a wee bit of white wine. And the, but you don't have to put that in. You actually don't have to, but it's just, it's Saturday. Saturday.
Paula, you tear away there. Anyway.
Okay, no problem. Yeah. Well, that's good. It's good to see you eating that, Vinny.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah, uh-huh. You could put red wine into that. Red wine and raspberries are loved together, or... If you want to be, if it's a Saturday and you want to, if you had a bit of Prosecco left over in the bottom of the bottle. Yeah, right.
So if you move in next week, Paula.
Aye, that's fine.
That'll be all sorted.
I'm busy. I'm sort of busy next week. I couldn't leave it until the following Monday. Is that okay? Is that all right?
That's fine.
Monday
week.
Have I got
marsupone in my beard?
No.
No, I'm okay.
No.
Paula, fantastic as ever.
Thanks a million, Vinny.
Are you going to give us a wee hint about next week what you're going to cook?
Yes, right, I did you chocolate today because you like chocolate. What's your other favourite thing?
Steak.
Yeah.
Are you doing steak next week?
Yeah, but I'm doing a salad. So it's there's give and take with
what?
It. Yeah.
A salad?
It's a salad. a steak salad.
I live in North Belfast, we call it salads.
Yes.
And I don't eat them. But okay.
You'll eat this one.
Steak next week. Paula McIntyre, thank you very much. And
thanks,
as I said, podcast available on the website.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.